Hey everybody, I'm Brennan Mejia, aka Tyler Navarro from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to The Grid. Dino Chargers, ready!
Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Ho, 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 Ranger Nation. This is Shatteray22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to our first Christmas commentary. Yes, Christmas commentary. Since it's December, we will be commentating on Christmas specials, one good and one bad. And fortunately, this is Dino Charge, so this is the good one.
Yes.
Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber.
Season's Eatings!
Today we will be watching the Power Rangers Dino Supercharged Christmas Special titles Here Comes Xmas, written by Becca Barnes, Alwyn Dale, and Chip Lynn, and directed by Michael Duggan?
Duggan?
Sorry that we just butchered the shit out of your name, friend.
Michael, I am so sorry.
Please feel free to correct us.
In this episode, the Dino Charge Rangers receive mysterious secret Santa gifts and uncover an evil plot to ruin Christmas.
I hate Christmas. I hate it.
For those unaware of what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode on Netflix, and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on Netflix, your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Evil sledge, fire! Bring me the energems. You must keep the energems safe.
Where's the bomb? What? No bomb? No, it's a bomb? Bullshit.
Oh, this is a weird intro.
Yeah, this is post-finale, so they had to make a new one, I guess.
We're like, dang it.
This started the trend of post-finale Christmas episodes.
The dinosaurs at the Christmas.
Yep, dinosaurs exist now.
Yeah, rights.
Jesus, oh me, oh, it's all Jesus' fault.
Charlie is real.
I mean, that's on God.
There's nothing wrong with a little holiday bondage.
Riley's the little spoon.
Y'all gay as hell.
Merry Christmas, Riley.
It's like a butt plug.
Who made you the holiday hall monitor?
I'm gonna open this shit now. Cal, I've only been naughty in bed. We always got to sing the Dino Charge theme song. In a world full of strife, we must fight to survive. Try to break the chains that divide. There is only one chance to take the right stance. Hold tight, keep our power alive. Go, Power Rangers. Don't you ever stop. Go, Power Rangers. You will rise up to the top. Rangers forever. Dino Charge.
Wow. Beautiful, guys. Thank you.
Oh my god, the garland around the dinosaur.
I know, I'm living. And look at the lights in the background.
The production team really put some effort into decorating.
They really did. I want to give a shout out.
Like, they made us have it.
Miss Morgan, that's why she never opens it.
That's pretty sus.
I would never open that.
No! No! I do not allow.
J'excuse.
What the? Who?
Oh, hey, look! It's our boys!
At least they're here. I do like that they established that they can take them back from their timelines or whatever.
I love how attached Kendall is to Coda. Like, I love it.
Wait. So, Dinochar just set its own, like, dimension, but it's like Coda and Ivan can step out of their
timeline
without fucking up time.
Well, if the Keeper brings them.
Yeah, I guess if they go take them and bring them back to where they were when they left, I guess it's okay.
Do dinosaurs still exist in their years?
That's usually how that kind of time travel works, is like if they put them back when they took them, or even just like a few seconds later.
Oh, Lord. I'm not Tyler.
I have a feeling they really enjoyed playing the evil elves.
Oh, yeah.
The ranger actors always love playing evil.
Why didn't the others turn into elves right away? They just were like,
Maybe they did right after the opening credits.
It's the reveal. It's the reveal of letting Brennan go first. Taylor.
Poor Yoshi had to be like almost naked in this episode.
I mean, are you really mad at that, Ray?
I'm not mad, but I feel bad.
I mean, Yoshi runs around naked most of the time anyway. Like,
true.
Yeah.
But he knows what he's working with. And I appreciate he knows what he's working with.
Oh, right. This is a clip show.
Yes, it's a clip show.
You keep looking for that piece of shit father of yours.
It's my favorite children, precious angel. I am personally attacked by Tyler's eyelashes. I'm like, I can't have those kind of eyelashes without putting falsies on. This is bullshit. It's never happened at Atchison. I mean, daddy.
You're not my dad. I could be your father. If that wants to be.
I could be your daddy, baby. I mean, I'm not mad at shipping reds and golds. Like, I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. I mean, I did in Kyoruger, so it wouldn't be any different than now.
I just ship me in gold, you know?
I mean, you know it is.
I mean, don't we all?
Oh, hey, look, it's the shittiest dad in Power Rangers.
Oh, God.
What's his name, Ray?
Hmm?
What's his name?
James Navarro. I forget one name.
His name's a deadbeat?
And someone let it down.
Mm-mm. I mean, to be fair, he's the biggest, you know, like, we saw Dane Romero more than we saw James Navarro.
True. Yeah. Earth's greatest ninja.
Yeah, and this guy's even a fucking ranger. That's the bullshit thing.
His ass is flat. Y'all see that?
Yeah, I know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't trust that.
Are we sure that's Tyler's dad?
His ass so flat it's a crepe. Unless he gets that booty from his mama. Yeah, that's got to come from his mama.
Yeah. That junk in the trunk.
Dad? Why
But also the pants. Because Tyler's got them, like, painted on jeans, and his dad's got some shitty Dockers. Sorry.
He's behind 10 years in fashion, I guess. Since he's been gone for 10 years.
We deserved more.
I'm not an evil elf.
I'm not an evil elf. I'm Tyler.
I'm a Power Ranger. That was not awesome.
That was most non-heinous.
That's not cool or awesome.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, it's President Rob.
Santa Claus is Skyping, like, hey, bitches.
Santa pulls up Zoom. Y'all, I need y'all's help. Like,
I've only got 45 minutes on this free call. Like, let's make it work.
He's like, that mess Hexamus trying to fuck me up.
He out here trying to get my shit. And Keeper just coincidentally brought them along.
Crystals twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Put those in the mashed, the big potato.
When you're that great, you don't need good luck.
True.
You just need energy and power.
Oh my god. Festive Vivix, I love it. I love it so much.
I stan.
I love anything in a costume.
It's like, I want a costume on top of the costume, damn it.
Dino Charge could, like, shit in a box and give it to me. I'd be like, oh my god, thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
This is quality shit. Literally.
They were all thrown into the fucking sun.
No, they explain it.
Oh, you are not.
James Davis is the best. He's living his best life as an evil elf.
I'm dying.
Oh, fashion.
It's like, hold on, let's wear this pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. <He's>
A little skip.
And that little slide, too, because he slid. Mm-hmm. Like, he slid in that van.
Charlie L's working together.
I mean, honestly. Evil gay elves. I feel like we relate to that a lot.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm losing it so hard, guys. Like, don't do it.
Oh, shut up. Ew.
Ivan, I love you, but do not straight wash this.
You would have broken something.
Riley is right there. Are you kidding me? How did he take off a helmet and his hair's still perfect? Unfair.
That's his superpower. And then you realize you were very, very gay.
It would have worked on me.
Same.
I mean, it would have worked on you.
Anything would work on me.
And she broke my skateboard.
Fuck off, Kaylee.
Get out of here.
She's fine. She should have been the female Aqua Ranger, though.
Yeah.
I love that Riley rolled his eyes at that.
It's like, oh, this heteronormativity.
Oh, God.
Jesus, I hate them so much.
And I'm in love with myself, so. But do they, though?
Right.
Yeah.
I love how quiet we got because of the straight
fucking shit. Space weeb.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's his face after a night with Riley.
Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold. Are you cutting him loose or trying to start a fire?
Aw, Chase is concerned.
Of course he's concerned. It's his favorite twink.
Mm. Has he, though?
Have you, though?
Maybe Chase should have just bent over and that would have just cured him.
Who'd have been like, oh.
You know Riley is the bottom.
Yeah, he was the little spoon in the beginning of the episode.
I mean, did you not notice that?
Hi, Daddy. You should have been...
Can you imagine out in the country and you're the one kid who's wearing a button-up shirt that doesn't have a collar? Like, what kind of fucking weirdo loser are you, man? You know that's what his brother thought.
You felt like. A lot of pressure to be someone you're not. Come on now. Oh, my God.
Oh, Burr, his ex-boyfriend.
Aw. Wow, Brainiac, what an insult.
Ooh, you got me. Just say you want to fuck me.
Oh, no, I'm smart. What am I going to do?
Oh, no.
Now kiss.
Burn. Come on now!
Just say he's gay and call it a day.
If you want to, like, get down, I mean, I'll suck your dick.
I would like to see
why it. Are we like this? Riley makes us this way.
We just stand Dino Charge too much. This is the Dino Charge Stand podcast, honestly.
Mm-hmm. We're just like, well, I can't help it if they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
This is our third Dino Charge episode, by the way.
In four I mean, if we just commentate on like every single episode for whatever reason, it's totally fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
Well, we're doing a retrospective in February for Dino Charge, so look out for that.
Wow, I'm back in my sweater vest. So what are you guys doing here?
Oh my god.
OMG!
Hi, my other boyfriend is back.
His hair is higher than giraffe pussy. The higher the hair, the closer to Jesus.
That's on God.
Yeah, at least Greece and Japan are okay.
You know what? We love Japan. You know, we had to make sure they were safe.
We gotta make Japan safe so we get more Sentai footage. Mm-hmm.
Fuck James.
Daddy? Fuck him.
You know what's actually low-key bothering me and I've been staring at the last few scenes is fucking Keeper's goatee or whatever the fuck that is.
I mean, just Keeper in general bothers the hell out of me, so whatever.
Just shave it, sis.
Dump right there.
Well, why don't I tell you? Here's some exposition.
At least there's an explanation.
Sure.
He's like, I'm fucking out of here, man. Fuck you.
Wrench could have lived. That's sad.
So could have Poise and Kirio. If you think about it that way.
They come back. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took you 65 million years to do all this?
Wow. You still suck.
What? He was hanging out for 65 million years? Ew, yeah, because that happened in the past. Ew, this is not good. Why?
Will you please not go too deep or you're going to ruin something we love?
This is why you don't do time travel. Oh, I forgot about Shelby. Well, she hasn't been in this
whole really? List. This is his plan? Are you kidding me?
Are you for real?
You and Vay are riffing on how dumb this plan is.
That's fair. 65 million years and that's all you got, sis?
How did you get your sword? You don't have an inner gem. I'm confusion.
Ooh, that's a good point.
She needed a sword. This is a good Shiler moment.
Mm-hmm.
A better Shiler moment would have been if they kissed.
Yeah. That's how the spell should have been broken, but no kisses allowed.
Well, because you don't have a degree, Shelby.
Yeah, Kendall has a degree.
Like, Kendall probably has a PhD.
Kissing someone to break a spell feels, like, non-consensual.
True.
Just in, like, Disney movies, if it's, like, the princess passed out or something. As much as I love Enchanted, that was not it.
That's not Brandon's voice.
Release this song, cowards.
That's us. We're like, yeah.
Pop.
In the sky for two. Our bring back the NZ boys. Just me and you.
Just rip it from the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just vibing.
And find you. And find you.
High School Musical could never.
Oh.
Troy and Gabriella, absolutely not. It's Tyler and Shelby.
Oh, Troy and Gabriella ain't shit. It's all about Ryan Sharpay.
And then Nate is Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's sweet. I mean, this is pinnacle Power Rangers right here. Like, this is, I don't think we've ever come close to this point again. Like, this is the sun.
God damn it, Coda.
It's like, I love you, Coda, but come on. This is the one time I want the Straits to kiss.
Asshole.
Kiss? Damn it!
These are the only Straits I respect.
I know, right?
I love Tyler and Shelby.
It's like, I really don't hate that.
Honestly, that's probably my favorite Straight ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shiloh. Yes, my lady. And my shit looks terrible. My suit looks terrible.
You.
My dad. Because he's a piece of shit deadbeat dad.
Yeah, he should get all that coal.
Why wasn't this a 10-person morph?
I wish it was a 10-person roll call.
That too.
Yeah, like, can I just get a 10-person roll call?
I don't think we ever got one.
Let's go, Wexy.
I love Wexy. You're my baby.
What is it, little Rexy?
I just love it. It make me happy.
Yeah.
A little Victory Maximum action.
These suits are so hot.
Pinnacles, I'm telling you.
Just release all of them as Lightning Collection figures.
I know.
I would literally fucking die.
A $200 set, I'll pay for it.
Oh, no. Give me a double purple pack where it's both Albert and Kendall. Ho. Like, give me that.
He has a DIY Magna Beam.
Are you sick?
I mean, he's had 65 million years to work on this.
True.
But how would he know that it was called the Magna Beam?
I don't know. He was a prisoner of Sledges.
Yeah, like, he might have known about shit. Look at all the babies. They're there. They're like, absolutely not.
You're not ruining Christmas.
They're like, it's the 100,000 dinosaur Megazord. Absolutely not. It's like, how many of these can we get out there, man? I really hope Hasbro doesn't chicken out and not do Q Ranger, because we could have this again. Like, if they did it right, Q Ranger could be like this.
Make it the 30th.
I mean, the suits look great. The Zords are good.
Pew pew.
Give me a good cast that I love this much.
Mm-hmm.
And characters that I actually give a crap about. And I'm like, we can have this again. Because I really loved Q Ranger.
You know, if... I'm trying not to think about it. If the asteroids never fell, the dinosaurs were never fucking, like, went extinct, fucking Keeper wouldn't have bonded the energems to the dinosaurs.
True.
I think because, like, they were already outside of that.
Oh, no, wait. I think, wait, did he, after they bonded?
I think maybe he went back.
I don't know. It's hard to think. Don't think about it.
It's Power Rangers. You really shouldn't go that deep because it's Power Rangers. I love the reindeer Brachia. Like, it's my favorite thing in the universe.
Laughing all the way, ha ha ha.
She's like 10 years of practice for Juilliard.
What the fuck?
Really? You're bringing back Warg?
Santa!
Ugh.
Oh, that was not it. Oh, well, that's a normal night for Riley.
Just use some Santa magic to clean everyone up. It's fine.
Ooh.
That's not a bet. That's accident. I love Philip. He's underutilized.
Aw, Code is so happy. He wants all the Pwezzies.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
Alrighty, so that was the end of Here Comes Hexamus. Got any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
It's probably like the best Christmas special.
It really is.
Yeah, especially after the lackluster finale of Dino Supercharged. This was a real gem to have.
Yeah, it was a nice little breather.
It was cute to see them all come back after the sadness of them never being able to see each other again.
I know! That was so depressing.
The evil elf stuff was cute. And it was nice to see one last Shiler moment before the series ended.
And another Shiler moment.
Mm-hmm.
Only straights I can respect.
Alrighty, that is the end. So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be continuing our Christmas commentaries with a commentary for Power Rangers Ninja Steel's Christmas special, Past, Present, and Future. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.